This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Carlos, first of all, what happened with McNeil?
Yeah, say he felt like a cramp on his left hamstring, but he's fine, you know. I was going to be aggressive anyway with Asokar there, so trainers took a look at him. I just talked to him. He's fine, so yeah, nothing to worry about there.
When Soto has a game like today, does it feel like he's getting close to where you expect him to be?
I think he's been like that for a few days now, for a week now, or 10 days or so. You know, first at bat, he hits one right at the center fielder, 110, you know. And he continues to control the strike zone. But again, I think, I don't know, I'm like, what, maybe 2 weeks now that he's continues to have really good at-bats day in and day out. And finally, good to see him going dead center. And then the left on left, that was pretty impressive. I didn't think that ball was going to go. He knew right away with his reaction. And that ball just kept on going. So pretty impressive there.
Has he been, even through the, I mean, it's hard to even say a struggle because of what he still does compared to everybody else, but left on left, has he been pretty locked in all season long in your mind?
Yeah, and that's what makes him a great hitter, because it doesn't matter whether it's a righty or a lefty. I feel like against lefties, he's, I don't know what it is, but he's been locked in, you know. He's at bats, whether the way he controls the strike zone or doing damage. Hitting line drive, using the whole field. This is a special hitter, man.
What about Sengada settle in, it seems, after three innings?
Yes, you know, I felt like the first three innings he was battling, you know, with his command. A lot of arm side misses, few walks. But then he found something there. I thought the slider was really good today. He didn't have the forkball. And, again, he got better as they went, as the game went on, and was able to give us a solid six innings today. So he was pretty good.
How difficult is it for him when he doesn't have the forkball, but also isn't necessarily getting himself into counts to be able to use it as much as he'd like?
Yeah, that's what makes him a great pitcher. You know, when you don't have your A pitch going, finding a way to continue to get outs, continue to make pitches, you know, how to work, you know, with traffic and got ground balls, we turn a double play. And that's what good pitchers do. You know, they found a way even on a day where they don't have their ace stuff.
Did you have Diaz today?
Yeah, he was warming up.
Okay.
Yeah. He was coming in until we had on in the ninth inning, but he was warming up today.
Why did you like Kranick and Brazoban in the late close spots there?
Yeah, I mean, they've been huge for us. You know, it's either going to – I like our depth there, you know. And today is a perfect example where we've been using Kranick on those middle innings for multiple. Today, I thought it was a good matchup for him. Brazoban there, with the lane that was coming – Stanley was available. There's a lot of different ways I could go here, and today I'm glad those guys came in and did their job.
And Garrett was available too.
I was staying away from Garrett.
Well, Senga was struggling at the beginning there. You got two really good plays from the defense. Herrera throws out the Carroll, a base stealer, or
the
Thomas.
Steal. Yeah,
and then Lindor's throw home to cut down Gino.
Yeah, those are, you know, winning plays. You know, they were trying to delay steal there. It was a good heads-up play by Louis, recognizing that, and you know, Lindor covering, and then I thought that relay play, you know, was really good from Tyrone Taylor to get it in, hitting the cutoff man, and then that strike from Lindor at home plate, Torrens applying the tack, pretty complete play there.
Does that make Nielsen have anything to do with the play out on that field yesterday?
Who, McNeil?
Yeah.
No.
But he stumbled yesterday?
No. Yesterday was Nemo.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. Yeah.
He retired 11 of 12 after that mound visit. Do you think those are the right words?
Or was this? Probably. Probably. I don't know. You're going to have to ask Jeremy Hefner there.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory and that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.